Iraqi opposition leaders meeting in London have extended their conference for another 24 hours amid haggling over the membership of a committee that will represent the various factions. The delegates have agreed to a final statement calling for regime change in Baghdad and outlining their vision of a post-Saddam Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
The tension among the Iraqi exiles was noticeable in the crowded reception room inside the Hilton Hotel. Those attending want this conference to succeed in overcoming internal differences. They hope that one day this meeting will be remembered as a turning point in modern Iraqi history. But for now, history may have to wait at least another 24 hours, according to Sharif Ali bin al-Hussein, a member of the Iraqi National Congress.
We're in intense discussions now, and it's very enjoyable to be in this democratic dialogue. And I'm confident that we will round up all discussions fairly soon.
But according to Ismail Sheikhli, an independent delegate here, the discussions are far from democratic. And in fact, the deadlock today had much to do with squabbling among the dominant factions of the opposition.
They are playing the same game. There is a cake. Everybody is doing his best to take the biggest part of the cake.
The holdup today was over which members would get seats on a coordinating committee. According to delegates who attended the closed-door session, a decision has been made to divide up the seats on the 50-person committee according to the ethnic and religious composition of Iraq. Names of those who will serve have not yet been announced. The committee is supposed to eventually represent the different opposition groups. Some opposition leaders hope it will fill an administrative vacuum in Iraq when and if Saddam Hussein is ousted. Jalal Talabani, leader of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, offered a terse statement this afternoon saying the delegates have agreed, at least in principle, on what a future Iraq should be. The problem is who will implement that vision.
Discussed all papers, and it was passed unanimously, accepted by all participants in the committees. And now we are in the final stage of the conference, which means to elect the coordinating committee, and thank you very much.
There is broad support at this conference for some type of military action to oust Saddam Hussein. A U.S. delegation attending the meeting has been well received, despite an overt rejection by the delegates of a U.S.-led administration in a post-Saddam Iraq. But while opposition leaders continue to push for military action against Iraq, Prime Minister Tony Blair was hearing a different perspective at Downing Street. Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad reiterated his country's position against military action, warning that it would create turmoil in the region. Along with the U.S. administration, Blair has been a key proponent for a military strike. Today, the British leader acknowledged differences with Assad over what to do about Iraq.
We've discussed the international situation. And of course, as you will be well aware, there are differences in view and emphasis about this, and we don't disguise those.
Meanwhile, the Financial Times is reporting that British government officials who've reviewed Iraq's 12,000-page UN declaration believe that Baghdad has failed to disclose its entire weapons capability. The report suggests that views are hardening in Washington and London in favor of carrying out a military attack. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.